Marina Bay Sands casino dealers head to prison for fraud. Two casino dealers from Marina Bay Sands in Singapore and a cunning gambler find themselves entangled in a sophisticated scheme to defraud the renowned casino. The illicit collaboration, centered around manipulating the outcome of roulette wheels, has culminated in legal repercussions for all three of the people involved. A nefarious plot, the intricate plot, which took place 2 years ago, unfolded when the gambler proposed a nefarious deal to one of the casino dealers, 25-year-old So Zhan Rong. She first tried to convince the gambler, 33-year-old Daniel Ko Zijo, to allow her to invest in his activity, but Ko had something else in mind. In exchange for tips, she was tasked with using her position to influence the landing of the roulette ball on specific numbers favored by the gambler. This devious arrangement was soon extended to a second dealer, 27-year-old Ting Ji Ping Marcus, thereby broadening the scope of the fraudulent activities within the casino. However, the escapades didn't make the gambler rich. He only won a total of 3,545 Singapore dollars, 2,586 United States dollars, through the ruse. The scandalous affair reached its climax with the sentencing of the trio in question in separate hearings. The gambler, identified as the mastermind behind the plot, was handed a 28-week jail term. This penalty reflects the severity of his involvement in orchestrating and executing the scam within the confines of one of Singapore's most prominent casinos. So also received a sentence of 28 weeks, although Ting was given a sentence of only about half that amount in an earlier trial. Their role in facilitating the fraudulent scheme by manipulating the roulette outcomes implicated them as active participants in the illicit collaboration. Time to pay the penalty. The legal process leading to these sentences shed light on the intricacies of the scam, revealing a carefully coordinated effort to exploit the casino's gaming system for personal gain. The involvement of casino insiders, the dealers, adds an element of betrayal to the narrative, as they leveraged their positions for dishonest financial gains. The court's decision sends a clear message about the gravity of such offenses and underscores Singapore's commitment to maintaining the integrity of its gaming industry. Marina Bay Sands, an iconic symbol of Singapore's entertainment and hospitality sector owned by Las Vegas Sands, has been swift in addressing the situation, cooperating fully with law enforcement throughout the investigation. All three are slated to begin serving their respective jail terms in December.